Leah, Sarah, where are you two? The village is crowded with out-of-town visitors, and our little inn has never seen so much business. Where are you?
Calm down, darling. Sarah and I were in the kitchen making bread for our guests.
Ever since Caesar Augustus decreed that everyone had to return to their family's hometown and register for the census...
And pay that cursed tax.
Yes, yes, as I was saying... Ever since Caesar issued this command, our little town of Bethlehem has been flooded with the descendants of our beloved King David. I've never seen anything like this. I can just hear the shekels dropping into our money jar. Clink, clink, clink.
Ben, is money all you ever think about?
Of course not. Sometimes I think about you and Sarah and how nice it would be for our family if we all had more money.
Mom! Where's the yeast? We need more yeast for the bread.
It's right where you left it. Oh, never mind. I'll show you myself.
I'm sorry I'm so late. My parents are all wound up about how many guests we have in the inn this week. I had to bake the bread, bring water from the well, clean the rooms, and then I had to wait till my folks fell asleep before I could sneak out and meet you here in the stable.
That's all right, Sarah. Any time I can spend with you is worth it to me, although I need to leave in just a bit to help tend my father's flock. I've got the night shift again.
Don't you just hate staying up all night looking after those dumb animals?
Actually, I kind of like it. I think about King David, you know, when he was my age, and how he took care of his family's flock, how he guarded the sheep through the night, playing his harp, and writing songs about the glory of God's creation. Being a shepherd makes me proud to have been named after David.
But you're just a shepherd, and I don't know if my parents will, you know, let their daughter be married to just a shepherd. David, when are you going to ask them for my hand in marriage?
Soon, Sarah, soon. But tonight I've got to join the others in the hills outside of town, tending the sheep. Special sheep. The spotless lambs from our flock are used in the temple sacrifices in Jerusalem, just a few miles away. Their blood covers our sins, and the sins of our people. Although I'm not a priest, my job is just as important as theirs. Maybe your parents will understand that?
Hey, stranger things have happened. Your namesake, David the shepherd boy, grew up to slay a giant and become the greatest king of Israel. Things aren't always what they first appear to be. It's time for you to go. I don't want you to be late. Now, if I can only get back into bed before my parents catch me. Oh! Oh!
Kind girl, do you happen to know if there are any rooms left in Bethlehem? She's going to have a baby any moment, and we just need somewhere to stay. Please.
My father and mother run this inn, but all of our rooms are full, and I'm not really supposed to, but I've got an idea. Why don't you take shelter in the stable outside of our inn?
We can't thank you enough. I'm curious. What's a young girl like you doing out this late at night?
Oh. It's a little embarrassing, but since you're about my age, I think you'll understand.
Oh, I bet you're in love.
You know what it's like. You and your husband, you're about to have a baby.
It's a little more complicated than that. He's actually not my husband. Oh, yet.
Oh.
And this child's actually not his child. But it's not what you think. In fact, it would be unbelievable to us if Joseph and I hadn't each been visited by an angel who told us this baby was conceived by God's Spirit and is going to be Israel's Savior. And here we are in Bethlehem, not by our choice, but by imperial command, just as the scriptures foretold. Messiah would be born in the city of David, my ancestor, and Joseph's ancestor. Oh.
Well, it's not exactly a palace, but I'm sure our little prince will be grateful for this bed of straw.
David, you're late. That's not like you.
I bet I know where you've been. Snuggling up with the innkeeper's daughter. David, you know she's way above your class.
A guy can dream, can't he?
Hey, we've got all night. Dream on, David. Dream on.
What's that? It's so bright. I can hardly see.
It's like a hole has been torn in the heavens and an army of angels is pouring through. We're doomed.
Don't be afraid, lowly shepherds. I bring amazing news that will bless the whole world. This very day, in the nearby city of David, your Messiah, your Savior, is born. The armies of heaven have assembled above these hills to bear witness to God's faithfulness. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth to those he has favored. You will know what I've said is true when you find the infant wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feed trough. Go now, find this baby, and worship him for yourself.
Child.
Ben, wake up. I think I hear something out in the stable.
Of course you hear something in the stable. There are horses and camels out there. We have an inn full of guests. How do you think they got here? Maybe on a magic carpet?
No, Ben. Listen.
Sarah, what are you doing out here? And who are these people? And what? It's a baby. A beautiful newborn baby lying in the feed trough. Lying in the feed trough?
And the angel said we'd recognize the baby because he'd be lying in a feed trough. Hey, a baby in a feed trough.
David.
Sarah.
David?
Father and mother, this is David.
It's an honor to meet you. And there's something really important I want to talk to you about. But right now, there's something even more amazing that we need to tell you. We were in the fields, watching our flocks, when the heavens opened and an army of angels told us that the Savior of the world was born tonight in Bethlehem, and that we needed to go and see this baby with our own eyes, so we could praise God for all he has done for us.
I think I like this young man. Sarah, what did you say his name was?
Never mind my name. What's the baby's name?
His name is Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He's our Emmanuel, God with us.